Mamona. Mamona was in the bush off the beaten path. Access to water was sparse, and public transportation to the city came only once a week. While resources were meager, the workings of the Holy Spirit were plentiful in this place. I recall my first Sunday in Mamona with sadness and amazement, with grief and yet with wonderment. Morning came too early that first Sunday in Mamona. The combination of nervousness and malaria medication jilted me from my mosquito net at about 2 a.m. I was sweating profusely, my heart was pumping, and I had to work really hard to catch my breath after the terrible nightmare that brought me to consciousness. I went outside and sat on the front stoop of the Mabichi family home for several hours, looking out across the desert, until finally Father Hylum joined me. His big, bright smile was a breath of fresh air in a hot and dry landscape. He was to be my mentor for the next 6 weeks and was eager to share with me the long list of places we'd visit and people we'd meet and sermons that he thought I should preach. Our first destination was St. Andrew's Episcopal Church, a large mud structure with four walls and a wood roof. Now, completely packed, the church could house about 100 people inside, but there were at least 100 more standing outside, peeking in through the little windows. The worship was incredible. There were four drum choirs. Singing and chanting could be heard from miles away. And little children ran all around, in and around and through the legs of all the adults. Babies cried in the second row, and no one thought for a second to remove them from the congregation. It was loud and beautiful. We stayed there for many hours, talking and laughing and celebrating Eucharist. But eventually, the communal worship came to an end, and as the silence set in, so did reality. Father Hylum came to me and said in a still, soft voice, "We're going to have to stay. There's been a death, a child." We moved to the shade of a banyan tree near the church, waiting for the family to arrive. And just as I had begun to wrap my mind around what was happening, another striking blow came from a young messenger from the other side of the village. "There's another, just this morning." I watched the young men carry two small tables into the church. Hylum and I followed behind closely with the people. Father Hylum received the body of that first child in a slow and gentle manner. 4-month-old, wrapped in the same colorful kente cloth that the women wear as skirts and head wraps. There were no coffins. The families couldn't afford them, and they weren't available anyway. And as the other body was brought, swaddled in the same way, this one, just 2 months old, and from a Muslim family, Hylum welcomed that family in the very same way that he did the child from the Christian family. He embraced both mother and father, and then received the child that would never again be in their arms. It took a great deal of strength not to look service lasted over an hour. And again, there was singing and drumming. But the tone was very different from the worship I'd experienced that same morning. As the service ended, we walked together in silent unison as the hundreds made the trek through the desert to the plot of land labeled cemetery. Distinguished by a seemingly sporadic series of mounds of sandy clay, protected by cuttings from harsh thorn bushes to keep the hyenas away. In the clearing where we stood, there was a single grave that had been dug for the two infants to share. I looked away when they lowered them into the ground. Without a coffin to protect them, they placed a thin piece of sheet metal on top. And it was when I heard that first shovel of dirt hit that metal that I couldn't hold back those tears any longer. Father Hylum, in his strength, stood next to me. And together we said prayers while the people chanted a too familiar tune. I tell you this story not to leave you in grief, but to show you the power of the Holy Spirit over the world's understanding of sin and righteousness and judgment. By the world's standards, this co-burial was unacceptable. These children came from different religions, different families, different systems of belief. By the world's standards, they should consider one another judged, sinful, unrighteous. Their families separate, their souls detached. But Father Hylum, inspired by the Holy Spirit,